to have a look at them before flinging them into a bin with a casual oath. This afternoon, a session from Bennett. This is their karaoke. That's a tune from Bennett, there in session. The karaoke is the title of it. And tomorrow night's session, that's between 8 and 10, right here on Radio 1, comes from Dweeb. What comes up the weekend after that? Frankly, I've forgotten, but I'm sure it'll be quite wonderful. And my thanks to J.H. Brindle for the fax, which I've just received. I will make sure that it gets circulated to the right people, J.H. And here's a tune for you while I'm at it as well. This is from Acid Scout, the LP Music für Millionen. Thank you. Don't imagine you could spot the join there, could you? That's King Coleman, Do the Hully Gully, and that's from an LP called Desperate Rock and Roll Volume 18. Before that, it was Acid Scout, and well, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, actually. ASCII, though, on Sub Up Records from Munich, Germany. An LP called Music für Millionen. And from Dublin, this is Revelino.
Football action from start to finish. There's only one station that can guarantee football's finally come home. 909 and 693 Medium Wave. Live.
Passing the plate to the Diabolo.
That's Prolapse, as you will have spotted, and that's called TCR Remix, and it's on Love Train Records, and it's from the compilation The Camden Crawl 2, The Revenge, at a venue near you, September the 19th, 1996. Did I enjoy it this year? Well, for the second year in a row, I'm afraid I missed it. It's a long story of incompetence and espionage and other things besides, but maybe next year, anyway. Before that, it was Revelino, their current single, new single on Musidisc Records, and that was called Step On High. This is Earthquake, or it will be in just a second, fades in a bit. There's Dubhead Volume 3 is the LP to look for in your local shops. This is Earthquake from the LP on Shiver Records, Dubhead Volume 3, and that was called Jar Fire. And because of my gratifying economy of star, I seem to have time to play you yet another track from the new LP, debut LP indeed, from the Delgados. This is Big Business in Europe. destined to be judged as one of the perkiest LPs of the year, I suspect, already. The LP is Domestique, the Delgados, big business in Europe. And during the week, I received a whole bunch of stuff from Japan, from the people that I mentioned earlier on, who called Japan overseas. And this is on the Peng Trade record label. And the title of the LP really is worthy of Reeves and Mortimer. It just sounds like one of their things. It's a fo, ufufo, a fofo. Something like that, anyway. Here's a track from it. Osaka, that's Mother of Soul on Peng Trade Records from the LP called, I must try it again, Ufo, Ufufo, Ufofo. And I shall play you more from that, perhaps. Anyone for Dweeb?
Yeah.
John Lara and Chris, that's Dweeb, the current single on Damaged Goods Records, which is called No Hit Wonder. And on the back of it, it says, they're like Biss, only good. Ooh, well, after the new single from Biss, so you can make a comparison.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Four men have been charged with terrorist offences in connection with a haul of weapons and explosives found in London earlier this week. They're due before magistrates on Monday. A Tornado jet crashed into the sea 60 yards from Blackpool Pleasure Beach. The crew ejected safely. Andrew Kelsall saw it happen.
I looked up into the sky and there was a plane coming down into the sea. And it hit the water, made a very big splash. And then a couple of seconds later, we heard the slight rumbling sound. It just seemed to splash into the water. I blinked and it disappeared.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat says he wants to meet Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu in Egypt. Both sides say negotiation is the only way to stop the bloodshed. Police are hunting a man who sexually assaulted an 11-year-old boy after dragging him from his back garden at Newmarket in East Anglia. His attacker is in his 20s and spoke with a local accent. Arsenal are joint top of the Premiership after a 2-0 win over Sunderland, who had two men sent off. In Scotland, Rangers beat Celtic 2-0. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more new music.
Joint leaders with Liverpool, I think they forgot to mention. featuring Biss Action on Ouija Records from the EP, the Atom Powered Action EP, and that was Star Bride Boy. And somebody sent me a record in the course of the week, which, well, the bag, actually, was more interesting than the record. I forget what the record was, to be quite honest, but it says Spillers. Probably, this is sort of advertising aspect, but nevertheless, it is interesting. It says, probably the oldest record store in the world, established in 1894. That's in Cardiff. There must be a Radio 1 documentary in that, I'd have thought. I'll suggest it to someone. This is East River Pipe.
You could set it all on fire. You could set it all on fire. You could set it all on fire.
That's another one on Shinkansen Records, number six, actually. I'm not quite sure that I've had six from them, but perhaps I've missed one or two down the line, so perhaps they're hidden somewhere in the great mountain of stuff back at Peel Acres. That's East River Pipe, a new single called Miracle Land. And this is from Sidewinder and on Meal Plateau Records. I know there are people who are very taken with Meal Plateau as a label, and much of the stuff that comes from them is extremely good, I think, anyway. The LP's called Colonized, and this is Total Destruction of Mind and Body. Nothing less than that. Now, that, interestingly enough, is the end of the track. Did I play it at the wrong speed? Actually, I did play it at the wrong speed. The little light... Mind you, it's quite nice at the wrong speed. I'll play it again at another time at the right speed, but the little light doesn't work on this turntable, so... That's how it should have been, you see. Rather better at the right speed, I must admit, but there's something for you to look forward to next weekend. Anyway, the Sidewinder, total destruction of mind and body, too fast. This one's at the right speed, though, because it's a CD, so I have no problems with this whatsoever. PJ Harvey and John Parrish, this is Rope Bridge Crossing. Well, this one doesn't seem to be starting at all, oh dear.
One, two...
That, of course, from the LP Dance Hall at Louse Point, PJ Harvey and John Parrish, and the track's called Rope Bridge Crossing. Now, you'd never have known that I'd played that Sidewinder record at the wrong speed if I hadn't told you so, and I've had several letters from people saying, hold on a second, when you said PJ Harvey was live at Peel Acres, she wasn't really, because it was all edited together, your interviews and the tunes and so forth, in altogether too seamless a manner. And this is a point that's well taken. I mean, the thing is that the programmes are... I mean, I don't have a studio that's sophisticated enough to broadcast, you know, directly into the national network and actually be live. I mean, I'd like to have one, but it costs too much, and I don't think it would actually reach such a rural outpost as the one that I live in. Also, in addition to this, the studio that I've got is really not much more than a kind of slightly overstated domestic stereo setup, so it barely qualifies as a proper studio. But on the other hand, I mean, PJ Harvey came down to our house, and she, you know, Polly Harvey came down to our house with John Parrish, and they sat in my studio, and they played their tunes, and BBC engineer recorded them, and then I did a bit of a rather faltering interview with her, because she doesn't much like being interviewed, and I don't much like doing interviews, but we did the best that we could, and as I say, it was deemed sensible to kind of edit it all together and do it in, you know, present it as a package, which is a very popular word around here at the moment, and then pass it on to you. But the programmes are done kind of, I mean, there wasn't actually room when she was playing for me to be sitting in the same room asking daft questions, and because it was a lovely sunny day, we all sat out on the road outside with bottles of wine and bread and cheese and stuff, and listened to what she was doing, and it was really most agreeable for us, and I hope that there was some aspect of it that was agreeable to you, the listener, as well. And perhaps one of these days I'll be able to do things that really, 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 really are live from home, but not at the moment. But they're done in real time, anyway, and no editing, as far as I know. I mean, I suppose there might be a little bit when I do something really stupid. In other words, if I'd been doing this programme at home, I'd have gone back and played that record in again at the right speed, and you'd never have known. But there you go. I thought I ought to explain that in case you thought that I was attempting to deceive you. This is Bennett.
Job Seekers Alliance. I don't know what it is.
The what, sorry?
I don't believe it applies to me.
I think the Job Seekers Alliance is for unemployed people.
It's really a similar sort of benefit as what I'm on already. It's just by a different name.
As a title, sounds quite trendy.
The Radio 1 helpline is open 24 hours a day. So if you'd like to talk to someone about work, training or the new Job Seekers Allowance, you can still call free on 0800 110 100.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Now this one's coming out to John Peel and Radio 1 Massive. This is Dr. Dub, y'all. Wow, 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 yeah.
was a record that was always going to get played on the radio at some stage. Dub Doctor, that's with the Surgical Band on Reggae on Top Records, an LP called Zulu Dance, and that, I'm afraid, was the John Peel special dub. Before that, it was Bennett there in session this afternoon with Jordan Bennett, and you can get a version of that on their current and excellent LP called Supernatural. And next weekend's sessions, well, on Saturday, it's a repeat of the session from Van Basten, then on Sunday, broadcast in session, and they were, for me, provided two of the highlights of the summer's festival season. Then on Saturday the 12th, it's Nil from Ireland, and then on Sunday the 13th, Do Rag, and then the Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th are going to be live from the 10-day weekend in Glasgow, but if memory serves me correctly, it's going to be Steve Lamacq who's going to be doing those programmes, because I'm having a sort of holiday, I think. Then on Saturday the 26th, Future Sound of London, a live session from their studio in North London, that's by way of ISDN, so it really will be live, really from their studio, really in North London, and this is Hood, and this one fades in, it's on Slumberland Records from the LP Silent 88. The field is cut, the fertilizer is spread, and I'm going away. What a playful bunch they are, to be sure. That's Hood, and on Slumberland Records, The Field is Cut. And a fax here from Steve at Simmons Car Upholstery in Upton-upon-Severn, and he says he's at work with his 8-year-old son, Daniel, and asked me to play a Chris Rea record. Well, oddly enough, I don't have any of those secreted about my person this weekend, I'm afraid, but this is, well, nothing like Chris Rea, as a matter of fact, but it's by Spent, and consider it for yourselves. This is on Merge Records from an LP called A Seat Beneath the Chairs.
Exchanging gifts, still wrapped up in paper.
As our francophone listeners would exclaim, that's Scott Brown from an LP called Theory of Evolution on Evolution Records. Title unknown, actually. I haven't got any titles for the tracks at all, but loads of rousing stuff. And before that, it was Spent on Merge Records, Umbrella Wars from their LP, A Seat Beneath the Chairs. Now, if you've been listening to this programme over the past month, you'll have heard me play some tracks by David McCallum, the bloke who used to be Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And they were pretty profound, they carried a pretty profound message. And this next track is, David certainly has something to say to us, or more accurately, has something to shout to us, because obviously somebody's persuaded him that in this instance, shouting is the best way to bring his message to us. This is called My Carousel. Shout away, David.
Sit on a memory, cling to a dream as it twirls you around. Faces go past in a wave of self-pity. My friend, you'll forget it up here, off the ground. Up here, off the ground. You can't see a thing when you're standing down there.
Thank you, David. We love you very much, too. Things were very different in the 1960s, you know. That was David McCallum, My Carousel, on Revola Records, from an LP called Open Channel D. I hope there are a great many more treats in there, although I've got an awful feeling that the bits with him on have already, you know, like the first four tracks, which I think I've played you now, are just the only ones on which he speaks, because it does say rather ominously, arranges and conducts personal impressions, and I suspect that the personal impressions will turn out to be rather turgid instrumentals, but I've not had the chance to listen to them as yet. This next is a can tune done by Masaki Bato.
Way. October 9th. Where will you be? 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
This is Heavyweight in a track called Infinity, and before that it was Masaki Bato on Virgin Records from the compilation Cosmic Kurushi Monsters Tokyo Invasion Volume 1, and that was a version of Can's You Do Right. This next is from the 145s, another one on Estrus Records, an LP called Rock Invasion, which amongst other useful things provides you with a whole bunch of entirely fraudulent titles which bear no relation whatsoever to the tracks that are actually being played. Here are a couple of those tracks, though. Just what the doctor ordered, I'd say. The 145s on Estrus Records, Rock the Night and Baby You Rock are the titles they give to those tracks. And here's a fax from Bill Dunmore, and he says, can you tell your listeners that the National Heroes are playing at the Square in Harlow, Essex tonight, along with Laser Boy, a gig that I mentioned earlier on. And what else does he go on to say? Oh, he says, yes, P.S., we are contemplating making a trip to Trondheim, Norway. Would you tell us what, or show us what the music in Trondheim is like these days? Of course, I made that last bit up, actually, to be honest. But this is from Trondheim, see.
Unfulfilled for so many. The reflection of automobiles, like the slowly expanding mercury of a thermometer. Crawl sideways in the tinted sunglasses of a large bearded man on a street corner, staring blankly off into the distance. The remains of his half-eaten ice cream stick drip slowly, drop by melting drop, parachuteless onto his white tennis shoes. A luminous sphere of lights goes stronger from behind a hilltop. Standing in the shower with plugged ears, letting the water hit the base of the spine, then up and finally over the top of the head. The sound of a car passing. But there just ain't no insurance policy for life wasted. woman goes deep into the forest, squats down above the leaves and pine needles and pees on her fingers, causing sparks to fly and ricochet, illuminating the shadows stowed in the heart, the ones we secretly prize but never admit to, not even to ourselves. That special moment, when we set aside our indulgences and excesses, then and only then, life's mysterious, seemingly unconnected coincidences begin to take shape in a meaningful way.
The coast of Norway, I shouldn't wonder. This is Motor Psycho on Stickman Records. After the news, it's Trusty.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
A tornado jets crashed 60 yards from Blackpool Pleasure Beach. This man saw it happen.
It then sort of zoomed out again, as though it was just going to go back up again. Did a victory roll once, and then did a second victory roll, and as it on the second roll, never came out of it and went straight down.
Four men arrested in raids in London earlier this week have been charged with terrorist offences. They'll appear in court on Monday. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat says he wants to talk peace with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu in Egypt. In Florida, a homeless man who stole 22 toilet rolls has been jailed for 40 years. He was sentenced as part of a crackdown on repeat offenders. A Cambridge estate agent is claiming the record for the fastest sale of a house. John Sweeney sold it 18 minutes after putting it on the market.
I've never known it to be done before. I mean, it's happened a lot recently where I've been selling properties within 24 hours, which is quick, very quick. But selling it, you know, while I'm still round measuring up is, well, I've never done it before. I don't think, you know, speaking to people, it's ever been done before.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more new music.
Bye.